For 2 years and 9 months, Falun Dafa practitioners have been appealing in front of the Chinese consulate in Vancouver, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Since August 2001, they have appealed 24 hours a day to tell the world of the Chinese regime's genocide of Falun Gong. They want people to know that Falun Gong practitioners are good people who follow truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. They appeal for relatives of Canadians who are imprisoned and tortured for following truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. And they want to bring an end to the genocide. In June 2001, the persecution became extremely serious in Wanzhou labor camp. Mansour, a Vancouver resident, was horrified and moved to act. He began a 24-hour sit-in across from the Chinese consulate to demand an end to the killing. In August 2001, 130 Falun Gong practitioners imprisoned in Ma Sanjia labor camp began a hunger strike. This camp is known for violently brainwashing people who practice Falun Gong. On August 20th, Vancouver practitioners began a 300-hour relay hunger strike in front of the Chinese consulate and have remained there until today. On October 1st, 2001, Falun Gong practitioners began a cross-Canada SOS walk from the Chinese consulate in Vancouver to call on the world to help end the genocide. On March 16th, to protest an order by Zhang to shoot Falun Gong practitioners on site, Vancouver practitioners again fasted in front of the Chinese consulate. Thousands of Vancouverites have walked and driven by the peaceful appeal. Many have stopped their cars and gotten out, seeking the truth of Falun Gong. On a cold evening, a Canadian girl brought apples to this elderly lady. On behalf of her children, one mother brought a small gift and flowers. A mayor candidate gave his warm regards in a bowl of hot noodles. Some passers-by bought cups of hot coffee. One time, a student doing a society investigation stopped by. There are also reports from the local media and many, many honks of support from passing drivers. During the past 970 days, men and women, old and young, whether day or night, cold winter or hot summer, wind, frost, rain, or snow, the practitioners will persevere until the end of the persecution.